Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for this week's show. It's Friday, but I'm still stumped from last time's challenge.
I said, start with the word computer. Change one letter to two of a different letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, four letters, five letters, that means break. What is the phrase?
Well,
if you change the U to two A's, you can spell come apart. All right, Ian, on February 22nd, 1983, the Broadway play Moose Murders had its one and only performance. Described as a mystery farce by its playwright Arthur Bicknell, Moose Murders tells the story of a group of people trapped in the Wild Moose Lodge in the Adirondack Mountains who decide to play a murder mystery game to pass the time, during which actual murders take place. Its infamy in the world of Broadway flops has made its title shorthand for, and is often referenced in reviews of, similarly fated shows. To commemorate the singular performance of Moose Murders, this week our questions are about moose.
Okay, I'm glad you went with moose and not murders.
Similar to the young offspring of whales, seals, elephants, bison, and other animals, a young moose is known by what four-letter word?
Calf?
That's right, they are calves. And the moose are the largest and the heaviest species in the deer family, and in Europe and Asia, they're known as elk. A sculpture titled Moose, W0203, by John Carney, was created for a 2006 event known as Artists and Automobiles, which featured works of art made from recycled automobile parts. Created from chrome bumpers, Carney's sculpture sits on Michigan Avenue, across the street from the Wrigley Building in what city?
Chicago, Illinois.
That's right. And other Carney sculptures include a life-size gorilla outside Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry, and there's a life-size gorilla and a life-size giraffe at the Boys and Girls Club in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Founded in 1912 by President Theodore Roosevelt after losing the Republican Party nomination to William Howard Taft, the Bull Moose Party was the nickname of what alliteratively named political party? A nickname it gained after Roosevelt declared he felt, quote, as strong as a bull moose while on the campaign trail.
The Progressive Party?
That's right, it was the Progressive Party. And the Progressive Party lost the 1912 election, and it was pretty much gone by 1918. And some 20 elected officials around that time were from the Progressive Party, including the New York State Treasurer, who was elected in 1914, and the mayor of Syracuse from 1914 to 1916. They were founded in 1994 as the Minnesota Moose, and from 2011 to 2015, they were based in Newfoundland and Labrador and known as the St. John's Ice Caps. Since then, they've been known as the Manitoba Moose, and they play their home games in the arena also home to their parent club, the Jets of the NHL. What Canadian city do the Manitoba Moose call home?
Winnipeg.
It's a long walk to get to Winnipeg is in Manitoba, I know, but this is pretty much how this show operates, if you haven't noticed by now. And finally, a Jack Russell Terrier named Moose played the title role in the 2000 film My Dog Skip, but is perhaps better known for playing Eddie during the first several seasons of what NBC sitcom spinoff that aired from 1993 to 2004.
Frasier?
Yeah, Frasier is correct. And in later seasons, Eddie was played by Moose's son named Enzo. Well, Ian's good performance certainly will last more than one day. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase moose tracks. Rearrange the letters to spell a six-letter word for something you might use to cook meat, and a five-letter word for foods that often contain meat. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.